Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We left off yesterday on Daf Kafei on the base. Let's review again what we learned yesterday. There is a machloikis, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Vagoro, Namita, Kisei, Visavsal, with the Dovishain and Miskavain is Mutar Arasa. Goro, Namita, Kisei, Visavsal, the issue is that he may not make a charitz. If the earth is soft and the kisei is heavy, so there's a possibility he may make a charitz. Bela's not interested in making any charitz. So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, with a dovashen in his cabin is also a mutter. What if he does make a charitz? What malacha did he violate? So the Gemara explains, if you make a charitz basadeh, it's a malacha of chofeh, chorish. Chorish means hachana lezriya. If you make a charitz and you plan to plant something in the charitz, then it's a malach hatzricha legufa. Make a charitz basad, you don't plan to plant anything in the charitz. You plow the field, you don't plan. The malach of charisha means hachana lezriya, when you prepare the earth for planting. So if you do charisha and then you don't plan to plant anything, that's called malach shen tzricha legufa. If you do a charisha, you do plan to plant something, that's called a malach hatzricha legufa, okay? Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLugufa is another machleg, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, unconnected, unrelated to this machleg. Two unrelated machleg happens in both cases. Reb Yehuda is the machmer and Reb Shimon is the meiko. Reb Yehuda holds that Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLugufa is only awesome with the Rabbanan, and HaTorah is mutter, and that's Reb Shimon holds. Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLugufa is mutter, and HaTorah is only awesome with the Rabbanan. And Reb Yehuda holds that it's an Nisa Deraisa. Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLugufa the fella does charisha and he doesn't plan to plant anything, that's only machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos. Tosfos points out it doesn't even apply on Chol HaMoed, on Shviyas, and Shmita. On Shabbos and Yantar, we have a list of lamentes of his malachas. On Shmas HaShmita and Eretz Yisrael, some of the malachas are karka arosa, not all of them. Some of them are arosa. So Tosfos points out that even those malachas that are aser, even Reb Shimon will agree that the malachas shen tzvich legufa is their raisa. The only time Reb Shimon holds malachas shen tzvich legufa is their rabbanon is only on malachas Shabbos and Yom Tov, not on Shmita. It's a Tosfos in Moed Katan. Doesn't apply to Shmita. The other machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon is unrelated. That's a machlekes Dov Shein and Miskavet. Gorod the meat and keys of his off, so he's moving furniture, which is a pula hamuteris, and he knows in advance that by moving the furniture, he's not picking it up over here and putting it down over there. He's schlepping it on the ground. He knows that it may or may not make a charitz. He knows in advance that it may or may not make a charitz. So that's so Reb Shimon holds davishen in his cabin is mutter, and Reb Yehuda holds davishen in his cabin is us. That machlek is davishen in his cabin is not only in Hilchos Shabbos. That machlokes is in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara in the next daf, going to quote cases from all over the place. One case of Dov Shein in Miskaven is a Shaila of Moel Behegdish. That's four lines from the top of Chavov and Merav. Omr Olivar Rabbi Yechem and Zakan, he was the chief rabbi. Thousands of people will come to be Ola Regal to Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi. He would give a public shiur. And he'd give the shiur in the Rachav HaTakotel, in the area right next to the Beis HaMikdosh, so that the building of the Beis HaMikdosh would cause shade on the area. So the people are being nenem in HaHegdosh. But it's a shiloh of Dov Shein in Miskaven. So shiloh, why is it Dov Shein in Miskaven? If he picked that location, that's a Dov HaMiskaven. That's a question. What's going on over here? But the Gemara said, that's a shot of Dov Shein Miskaven with respect to a dinded Anisa Derais of Me'ila Behegdish. The Gemara talks about Dov Shein Miskaven by Ha'aloas Shatnas. The two prohibitions by Shatnas, one is Levisha, one is Ha'aloah. So the Gemara has about 13 lines from the top of Chavav and Mebeis, Mechrik Sus, Mochin Kadak, Mvachle, Skavim, Cham, Necham, Sham, Nakshamim. He's carrying the 30 dresses on his back, women's dresses. He's not wearing the dresses. He's carrying it on his back. And it may or may not, when he starts off, may or may not keep him warm. may not protect them from the weather, from the heat or from the cold, whatever the case happens to be. So that's a shaila of halos shatnas. It's not levisha shatnas, halos shatnas. And then you have a shaila dov sheni miskaven. This is called nasas bom halacha. Ashaloi olo oleha ol is a din in egla rufa, and it's a din in paraduma. They both learned that from each other. A Gemara learns, the Gemara in Saita says you have a Xerishaba ol ol. So the two are connected. So the only time the paraduma is possible to use, or paraduma, the egla rufa is possible to use, if the person used it, if the animal was involved in an activity by itself, then it doesn't become possible. Only if the person did the maisa. The Gemara says you have a kri and a ksiv. Ashelo ubad bo. So you pronounce it ashelo ubad, but it's missing the vav and the chumash. It's written nochas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, and letter for letter. So he dictated this word ashelo ubad bo. Told him write ubad without a vav. So whenever you have a conflict between a kri and a ksiv, there's a machlekes hatanaim, whether you follow halacha lemaisa, do you follow the ksiv or do you follow the kri? Here, if you follow the kri, ashelo ubad, sounds like if an avoda was done even by itself. But according to the ksiv, it's missing above, so it says ashelo ubad ba, the person does the maisa. So what do you do when there's a conflict between the kri and the ksiv? How do you pass? So such a machlek is by Hechsher Zeroyim also. When the four things that are mekabel tuma, Adam, Kelim, Ochlam, Mashkim, so Ochlam, Aronim, mekabel tuma, if they had Hechsher. The Chiyutan Mayim Alzera, you have to pour one of the Zayim Mashkim on the Yoichel. Let's say you have an apple, so you poured Mashke on half of the apple. So the whole apple is Hechsher lekabel tuma, even if the Adam Tomei touches the other side. You don't have to have that you rinse the whole surface of the apple with the water. If you rinse part of it with water, that's Hechsher lekabel tuma. So there it says also, it says, Kiyutan Mayim Alzera, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, write Kiyutan without a vav. So according to the Ksiv, it says, Kiyutan Mayim Alzera, only if a person pours it. And according to the Kri, Kiyutan sounds like even if it rains on it by itself. So what do you do when there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv? How do you pass Kna Alocha? So that's a big machlekes hatanaim. Whether you say Yeshem La Mikra, or Yeshem la Masoris. Do we follow the Mikra as the Kri, or do we follow the Masoris as the Masoretic text, the Ksiv, and the Ksiv is Chosavov. So Tosis points out in Sanhedrin, Dav Dalet, there's a long Dav Dalet, gives you many different cases where there's a Machlekes Hatanan, Yeshem la Mikra, Yeshem la Masoris. Various cases. So Tosis says, the best Klal should have been When there seems to be an apparent contradiction between the Kri and the Ksiv, if you can blend the two in together, to establish a din based on the combination of the Kri and the Ksiv together. If there's no way to develop, no way to formulate the din by blending in the Kri and the Ksiv, you have to take a stand, either the Paschal like the Kri or the Paschal like the Ksiv, then you have a Machlekes Hatanaim, whether Yeshem La Mikra or Yeshem La Masoros. But whenever it's possible, you establish the din based on the combination of the kri and the ksiv. So that's what the Gemara says there. Kiyutan mayim alzera, and the ksiv is kiyitain. So yutan dumya diyitain. Enachanami, if it rains, I have a bushel of apples. I plucked off the apples from the tree. The apples are not mekabel tuma b'mechubel akark when they're still attached to the tree. And they're not mekabel hechsher. Let's say it rains on the tree and I'm happy because the apples were filthy and now the rain washed off all the apples. So just like mechuber is not mekabel tum, it's not mekabel hechsher either. So it doesn't become hechsher. I plucked off the apples and I put them in a bushel and now it rains and I'm happy over the fact that it's raining. My apples are getting cleaned off. So that's yutan dumya diyitin. My yitin de nichale of yutan de nichale. So the Gemara said the same over here. Ki yutan. Here it says, Ashelo ubad bo. They both have the same din. Egla rufa and Pora Aduma both have the same din. If the person caused the animal to do a malacha, so then it's possible to be used for Egla rufa and it's possible. Ashelo ola leho ol, then it'll be possible for Pora Aduma also. But that's only if it's ubad dumi do ovad. If it happened by itself and the owner is nichale, then it'll be possible, just like kiyutan mai mazer. If it's yutan dumya diitan, then it'll be possible. So that's a din deraisa. That's a din deraisa. And the Gemara has this machlekas Rabbi Reb Shimon, or the dov sheni miskabin osur amuta, means he did one pula. He was interested in doing one thing. He put this egla in together with the mother, tied them all up together, that the egla, the vlad, should nurse from the mother. The egla should drink the milk from the mother's body. And then it happens, he wasn't interested in that. It happens, and he knew in advance that it may or may not happen, but he wasn't interested. It happens that the animal, the egla, while it's nursing from the mother, was also doing threshing. It was standing there, it was jumping up and down, so it was doing the threshing, separating the oichel from the psal, detaching the oichel from themselves by jumping on it. But he wasn't interested in doing that. So that's a question. Do you relate that maisa to him? Is that called uba dumya de ovad or not? So that's what Tosis points out. This topic of machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon, whether dovah sheni miskabin also amuta, first of all, it's not just the machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos, machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And number two, the machlekes is both on dinim deraisa and on dinim derabbanan. Rashi in Yuma, on daf, where is it? Daf lamedala lamedbeis. Rashi in Yuma, lamedala lamedbeis, interprets the Gemara there. There's an unclear Gemara. Rashi interprets the Gemara that the Gemara is distinguishing within Reb Shimon, the Gemara is distinguishing between within Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds that dov sheni miskabin is asur. Reb Yudah only holds dov sheni miskabin is asur if there's a possibility that he may come to violate a din deraisa. So dov sheni miskabin, it's a suffik deraisa lechumer. But a dov sheni miskabin on a din derabbanon is a suffik derabbanon lekula, so it'll be mutter. Makes a lot of good sense. So Tosis shows that Rashi is not correct. Tosis there, gigantic Tosis on Lamedal and Amidbeis in Yuma, and Tosis by Yos on Chofei Amidbeis, Imam Ascha Lo Yepsher, says the same thing. And they quote the Gemara, it's a misprint. It says it's in Bamei Madlikin, that's not correct. It's in Perikira. Bamei Madlikin is the second Perikin Shabbos. Perikira is the third Perikin Shabbos. So it's in Perikira. But the Gemara says that if you do oisa charitz in the karka by schlepping furniture, the normal way to make a charitz is to take a shovel and to dig. To make charitz, a person is going to move heavy, he's going to move a piano on the ground in order to make a charitz. That's not the normal way to make a charitz. That'll be kalachayad. So kalachayad is only an isa derabbanan on Shabbos and Yom Tov because malachas machshev is asfater. Again, what's the malach and charitz? If you make a charitz basadeh, that'll be Choresh, Hachana Lizriya. The Malach of Choresh means Hachana Lizriya. If you actually plan to plant something, be a Malach HaTzvicha Legufa. If you make the Charisha and he does not plan to plant anything, that's Malach HaShem Tzvicha Legufa. That's a different Machlekes HaBiyuri Reb Shimon. Unrelated to this Machlekes. And if you make a Charitz Babayis, then you Chai Mishum Baina. If you actually plan to put a beam in there, then it'll be Bona Tzvicha Legufa. If you make it a charitz and a bias, and it's theoretically possible to put a beam over there to extend the building or something, then it's a malacha bona ein tzvicha legufa, and that'll be again a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon. Well, the malacha shen tzvicha legufa is there, I said, Rabban. So Tosis shows from the fact that the original machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon is by Gorra to meet the kisa b'sapsol, he's schlepping the furniture on the ground, and he may or may not make a charitz. The worst that charitz can be is going to be a malacha derabbanan, because that's not the normal way to dig holes in the ground by moving heavy furniture. You take a shovel and you dig. So the worst it can be is the rabbanan. So you see that there's machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon, whether dov sheni miskabin asur amuta, even on a din derabbanan. You don't say sveka derabbanan lekula. You don't say like Rashi, that the Reb Yudah sheet, the dov sheni miskabin is also is only on the raisa and the rabbanan. Even Reb Yudah agrees that it's mutter, because safek the rabbanan, you don't say that. So yesterday we added on from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in case someone wants to look it up, is that pei dalet amud beis, where the Gemara says that Reb Shimon's opinion that dov sheni miskabin mutter only applies by Chabi Lavin. But by Krisis and Mises Bezen, if you're dealing with an Issa Chomer, we divide all the Issurim into two categories, Lavin Chamurin and Lavin Kalin. Who gives us the right to divide? There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, a Vizor Mitzvah Kala Kava Chamura, Shein Ateyadea Matan Schorin Shal Mitzvahs. That may be included in the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to even discuss such a topic. We're going to divide all the Yisurim that rise into two categories, those that are Chomer and those that are Kal. Maybe we should treat everything as Chomer. So the Rambam has such a Girsa from the Yerushalmi, that badly we don't have this. We must have mentioned it already. Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and the Bavli doesn't have this. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Yom Kippur is Mechaper L'She'enam Shovim. Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even if you don't do Tshuva, and the Chachamim say it's not so. And it's a Machlokes Halacha L'Maisa. Not some Machlokes in Bezen Shalmailo, where the Yom Kippur is Mechaper Floyos and Tshuva. It's Nager L'Halacha. If you know the Mishnah increases, it's Nager L'Halacha. So the Bezen Shalmata has to paskin where the Yom Kippur is Mechaper L'She'enam Shovim. So the Rambam paskins like the Chacham, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper unless you do Tshuva. And some of the Goinim paskin Halacha like Rebbe. Then Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if Lo Yosa Tshuva. So the Rambam has a whole Arichas and Perek Aleph. He says, when they give a person Malkus, it says, V'nikla Achicha Le'enecha, after he gets the Malkus, Kim Shaloka, Areyu Ki Achicha. Once he gets the Malkus, if he does Tshuva, his aver is forgiven. He gets a mechilas ha'oven. So this is only kimishalok areo ki achicha. He gets mechilas ha'oven only. The Rambam says if also tshuva, if he says vidui, if lo yosa tshuva, it's not the malchus is not mechaper. The same thing the Rambam says Mrs. Bezen. Same thing Mrs. Bezen. When the Bezen gives somebody the death penalty, so they tell him in advance that he should say vidui. Kolam is vadim. If you'll say vidui, then the Rambam, this is what he writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Tshuva. Kein b'chuyovim misas bezdin, b'chuyovim malkus, enim iskapa lahem, b'misosam, o b'lekiyosam, when they get malkus hachiyasu, tshuva v'yis vadu. You have to do tshuva. Same thing when you bring a korban, you get a chatos or an asham, you get a mechilas ha'avan, only if the person says vida. He says Yom Kippur, only if you do tshuva. Yom Kippur is not mechap unless you do tshuva. Nothing is mechap unless you do tshuva, but then he has an exception to the rule. This exception to the rule does not appear in the Bavli. This is only the Rambam's girsa in the Yerushalmi, that the soir ha-mishtalech is manshev is ha-migdusha, you can't bring shnei sirim. So the Sorei Mishtaleach is Mechaper on Averis Kalos, Afila Loyos Tshuva. Averis Chamura is, and what's Kalos and what's Chamura? Mayim, Umayim HaKalos, Umayim HaChamuras, which is Kalos, which is Chamura. So the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Tshuva. HaChamuras, Heim Shachiyavim Aleim, Mises Bez No Koris. And Shavua Shav and Shavua Sheker, because it says, Ki Lo Yinak Hashem. However, Shar Mitzvahs Lo Yisesei, everything else is called kalos, hema kalos. So the soir hamshtalech is mechaper on kalos, even if lo yosa tshuva, but it's only mechaper on chamuras and krisis misibezen if also tshuva. So the Rambam quotes the halacha recognizes that there is a difference. We don't say if a zarbi mitzvah kala kava chamuras, it's not a topic to discuss. No, the halacha distinguishes between kalos and chamuras. So the Gemara here in Sanhedrin and the Pedalan and the Beis makes such a distinction within Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon hold that a Dovashen of his Kabin is Mutter by Shatnes, by Kalayim, or a person is Moel Behegdish, because there's no Misa and there's no Kuris either. There's no Misa and there's no Kuris. So the violation of Me'ila to be Moel Behegdish is considered an Isa Kal. So there you can say that Dovashen of his Kabin is Mutter. But once you enter the area of chamuras, let's say, chayvel b'chavera, am I allowed to take out a splinter from someone else's hand? I may cause bleeding, and that's an iser of chayvel b'chavera. So the worst avera for chayvel b'chavera will be is an iser malchus. So that's kala. So dov sheni miskatman is mutter by an iser kal. But if it's the parent, if I want to take out a splinter from the parent's finger, since it's a possibility that it may cause chavala, and mako avivim is not chayv kares, but is chayv misa. Mako avivim and mekal avivim, they have misa, but they don't have kares. That's what we pointed out yesterday. Sometimes you have kares without misa, sometimes you have misa without kares. It doesn't always go together. We don't have any klal. We don't know of any klal. How to determine who has kares? There is no klal that covers all the cases. We have a klal, who's chayv malchus? Whoever violates a law that's similar to l'sachs m'shabedisha, that's a klal. We don't have a klal who's chayv misa. We don't have a klal who's chayv kares. So that's why we have a din in the Gemara, ein anshim en adin. If the Torah says that there's a chayv misa on one avera, you cannot construct the klal v'chayim and say certainly more so there should be misa on the other avera. We don't know what the klal is by misa. And the same thing Mar b'feresh. Ein anshim en adin by kares, because we don't know what the klal is by kares. Sometimes there's kares without misa, sometimes there's misa without kares. We don't have any klal there. The only thing we have a klal is who gets malchus. That's one klal, whoever violates an avera, that's similar to l'sachs m'shar b'disha. So that's where the Gemara has the klal. Ein anshim en adin applies to misa, and it applies to kares, because we can't make a klal v'chayim, we don't know how to deal with it. We don't know what it depends on. We don't know what the klal is. So we can't handle it. So the Gemara says to take out the splinter from a parent, since it's a davar she'ein miskaven, it may cause bleeding. So the Gemara says, even Reb Shimon would agree. The Gemara has it at one point. It could be that it's nitcha lemaskana. But at one point, the Gemara says, peidalan on the base, that when does Reb Shimon hold that davar she'ein miskaven is mutter, that's only by kalos, by me'ila behegdish, and by kilayim, and by egla rufam, by poraduma, you want to know. You're not talking about an avera. There's no avera. I didn't designate it yet as the poraduma. Once I designate it as poraduma, then it's hegdish. Egla rufa is not hegdish. Egla rufa is, it's also about no, but it's not hegdish. So the, if you have an animal that a person on shelah ubadba, a person did a malacha with the animal that passes that animal, you can't use it neither for paraduma nor for egla rufa. They're two different animals. If the egla was used for malacha, then you can't use it for egla rufa. And if it was used for the para was used for malacha, you can't use it for paraduma. So that's not an aver at all. It's just a pula. Does the pula relate to the person? So that's the machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yudah, whether Dov Sheinim is Kaven, whether the Maisa relates to me or not. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon will agree to Reb Yudah that Dov Sheinim is Kaven is usher by Yisurim Chamurim, by Krisis and Misa Bezna, he will agree. So how come you have the machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos, Gora, the Mitikis of Isapso, in Hilchos Shabbos, you have Koris and Misa Bezna? So everyone, even Reb Shimon, should agree that Dov Sheinim is Kaven should be Osir. So Gemara said the answer is because on Shabbos you need Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves. So therefore, Dov Sheinim is Kaven is Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Even though Shabbos has Koris and Misa, and it should have been like Chamures that Dov Sheinim is Kaven is Osir, Reb Shimon should be Moided to Reb Yudah. The answer is no, Shabbos is an exception to the rule. So once you say Shabbos is an exception to the rule, because you require Malachas Machsheves, so why does the Gemara say, according to Reb Yudah, it's also? So Tosfos says, Anachanam, it's only also with the Rabbanim. That's how Tosfos interpreted the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Lam and Dalan on the base. Reb Yudah Shita, that Dov Sheinim is Kaven is also on Shabbos, it's only also with the Rabbanim. On the level of the Rice, it can't be also, because Malachas Machshav is also Torah. You have to plan to do it. So Dov Sheinim is Kaven, by definition, it's a lack of Malachas Machshav. Not all of Yishanim agree to Tosfos. The Shittim Kobetzis in the beginning of Ksubis. When the Gemara talks about Dov Sheinim is Kaven there, Mal Livel B'Psula B'Tchila B'Shabbos. A person gets married to a Psula, is he allowed to do the Bir Rishayna on Shabbos? It's going to be causing bleeding. That's a Malacha. But it's a Dov Sheinim is Kaven. It's not a Psikresha, the Gemara says, but it's a Dov Sheinim is Kaven. So Dov Sheinim is Kaven is a Machleg Zabir Reb Shimon, whether it's Mutar on Shabbos or Rosa. So there, Tosfos says the whole discussion according to Reb Yudah that Dov Sheinim is Kaven is also on Shabbos is only with the Rabbanan. Masheini can according to Reb only in Kol HaTorah Kula, Reb Yudah holds Dov Sheinim is Kaven is an Issa Deraisa. But in Shabbos, it's not an Issa Deraisa, it's only an Issa Derabbanan because it lacks Malachas Machshavas. So there on that daf, in Sanhedrin, daf Pehei Omer Aleph, there's the Tosfos, Dibra Mascha V'Reb Shimon. And Pehei Omer Aleph Tosfos says there, very interesting, Chiddush. You have to read the Tosfos slowly and carefully, and the Marsha points this out, that that's what Tosfos said. If you don't trust the Marsha, if you read the Tosfos slowly, you'll see that that's what it says. If you missed it, if you didn't read it carefully, and you think the Marsha is making something up, so look, and there's a Sefer Chiddush HaRan on Sanhedrin. It's not by the Ran that we know. It's not the Ran who wrote on the Rif and all the other Chiddush HaRan on Psochem. That's a different Ran. So the Chiddush HaRan, because he quotes Meiri and he quotes Rab David Momfi, he quotes Rishonim that the Ran usually doesn't quote. So it's some other Ran, somebody else. So the Chiddush HaRan on Sanhedrin spells it out explicitly. He quotes the Tosfos and he says, Beferish, what the Marsha said. The Marsha explains in Tosfos, they said the following. There are 39 malachas on Shabbos. We usually assume that you need malachas marshevas on all 39. Malachas marshevas says by the Mishkan, and by malachas on Mishkan. And it carries over to malachas Shabbos because the Torah says you're not allowed to construct the Mishkan on Shabbos. That's how you know what the definition of a malacha is. Whatever important activity was necessary, the Hakamas on Mishkan is defined as a malacha. So the... So from the 39 malachas, the Gemara in Masechu Shabbos has singles out chovel u'mavir, chavola, if you cause bleeding in a person or an animal, mavir, make a fire. Chovel u'mavir is a machlokes hatanaim. What's the din mekalkal b'chovel u'mavir? Usually by all alamates malachas, we assume you need malachas machshevis. And if you do the malacha b'mekalkel, so... It's a lack of malachas malshevet. That's a Mishnah. Kol ha-mekalkelim turim. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, kol ha-mekalkelim turim, chutz mechovel ha-mavir. There are two exceptions to the rule. Mechovel ha-mavir, you don't need mesaken, even if he's mekalkel his chayv. Does that mean that you don't need malachas malshevet by two malachas, or just means that mekalkel his chayv? So Tosfos in a few places, Tosfos all over the place, quotes a Gemara in Krisus. Gemara in Krisus says, according to Radana Reb Shimon, that Mekalkel, Mechovel, or Mavir is Chayiv, not only Mekalkel, then Misasek will also be Chayiv. Because Misasek is also derived from the Pasuk. Misasek by Shabbos is Potter because of a lack of Malachas Machshevis. So the Gemara says, Hanach, Mechovel, or Mavir, the Gemara increases, says, since Mekalkel is Chayiv, according to Reb Shimon, so Misasek, Mechovel, or Mavir will also be Chayiv. The Gemara talks about a case, what's Misasek? That there were two babies who both need a bris. One needs a bris on Shabbos, one needs the bris on Sunday. And the moyel made a mistake. And he did the baby that needs the bris on Sunday, he did the bris on Shabbos. The one that needs the bris on Shabbos, by mistake, he did the bris on Sunday. So he did a malocha. The heter to do a bris mila on Shabbos is only if it's a mila bismana. It's a mila shloi bismana. It's not the Shabbos. So if you do the bris on the wrong day, too early or too late. That's called the Milu Shaloi Bezmana. So if the Moel did the bris on the wrong baby on Shabbos, because he mixed up the babies, he forgot which is which, that's called Misasek. I thought I was doing a pula on one baby, and it turns out I did it I thought I'm doing the bris on the baby who's supposed to have the bris, who was born on Shabbos. So I thought that I had to do the bris on Shabbos. Then it turned out I did it on the wrong baby. So that's called Misasek. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, that Misasek is Chayiv, Chayiv Olamavir, according to Reb Shimon, that Mekalkal is Chayiv, Chayiv Olamavir, who are dinami, that Misasek will also be Chayiv. So Tosfos says, what do you see from that Gemara? That according to Reb Shimon, that Mekalkal is Chayiv, Chayiv Olamavir, that the klal that you need, Malachas Machshevis, only applies to 37 Malachas. Chayiv Olamavir, you don't need, there's no din of Malachas Machshevis. So all the dinim that depend on Malachas Machshevis won't apply. So not only Mekalkel is Chayiv, Misasek will also be Chayiv. And then Tosfos says, Dov Sheni Miskavin could be Deraisa. Dov Sheni Miskavin is only Derabbanan on Shabbos. On Shabbos, even Reb Shimon should have agreed. Shabbos is Koris and Misa. So it's from the Chamuris. So even Reb Shimon should have held, according to the Gemara, Peidalan on the base on Sanhedrin. Since Shabbos has both Koris and Misa, so the din should have been That Dov Sheni Miskaben, even Reb Shimon should agree that it's an Isa Deraisa. But Shabbos is an exception to the rule because Dov Sheni Miskaben is Mutamanat Torah because Malachas Machsheva Sosra Torah. That's what the Gemara said, because Malachas Machsheva Sosra Torah. But if you say, according to Reb Shimon, there are two Malachas where you don't need Malachas Machsheva, Chovul HaMavir, then Dov Sheni Miskaben will be Deraisa by Chovul HaMavir. So Reb Shimon is the Machmer here. But Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah, the Gemara Shabbos says, Rabbi Yudah, the Gemara quotes a braisa, Rabbi Yudah holds a chayv l'mabra also, only chayv if you do misaken, if you do mekalkal, you're potter. So according to Rabbi Yudah, even the two malachas of chayv l'mabra, all 39 malachas, are governed with the rule of malachas mashevis. So according to Rabbi Yudah, Tosis pointed out, according to Rabbi Yudah, Dovashen miskaven is only the Rabbanan on Shabbos. It's not a nisa deraisa because it's lacking Malachas Machshevis. Even Machayv Lamavir, Dov Hasheni Miskaven will be only the Rabbanan, won't be the Raisa. Hasheni can according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Chayv Lamavir don't need Malachas Machshevis. The calculus Chayv, so Misasik is also Chayv. So even if you have a Dov Hasheni Miskaven, will also be Chayv. Because Chayv Lamavir, this chorus and Mises Bezen, so that's from the Chamuras, and the Chamuras of Reb Shimon is Moedet to Reb Yudah. That Dov Hasheni Miskaven should be an Issa Deraisa. So that's what the Tesis points out. This Tesis, only one place in Shas. The Tesis in Sanhedrin, Pehe, Amin Aleph, the Mamascha of Reb Shimon. Usually we think the Reb Shimon, the one is Mekel. Reb Shimon is the one is Mekel by Dov Hasheni Miskaven is Mutter. And Reb Yudah is the Machma, Dov Hasheni Miskaven is Asar. And over here, if you calculate the whole Reb Shimon, by Choyvel and Mabar on Shabbos, it'll be the reverse. According to Reb Shimon, he'll be machmer, that by choyvel and mabed, Dov Hasheni Miskaven will be an isa deraisa, because there's chorus and mises bezen, and it's not governed with the rule, you don't need malachas mashevis, because he holds a mekal kolis chay b'choyvel and mabed, but Reb Yudah holds mekal kolis potter, choyvel and mabed, it is governed with malachas mashevis, that's why mekal kolis potter, and so if you need malachas mashevis, or Reb Yudah, the big machmer, the one who holds usually Dov Hasheni Miskaven is deraisa, will hold that by Chayv Lamavir, Dov Hasheni Miskaven will only be the Rabbanan, like all the other 37 Malachas. All 38, all 39 Malachas require Malachas Machshevis, Dov Hasheni Miskaven will only be the Rabbanan. So that's a quirk. Tosfos points out a quirk over here, that we usually think the Reb Shimon is the Mekel by Dov Hasheni Miskaven, Reb Yudah is the Machmer. By Chayv Lamavir, it'll be the reverse. The Reb Shimon is the Machmer. He'll say that Chayv Lamavir, Dov Hasheni Miskaven will be an Issa Deraisa. Reb Yudah will be the Mekel. He'll say, no, that it's only an Issa Derabban. So that's our sugya on Chayv Heil and Beis, is talking about also such quirks. The Gemara has a possibility that certain cases it'll come out that the Reb Shimon is the Machmer, and Reb Yudah is the Mekel. So let's see again the Gemara. Let's see again the Gemara. Itmar, in the middle of Chof Heim and Beis, Hano Habol Ol Odom Bal Korcha, Bayom Amuteris Rav Amasur. What's the case? What are they talking about? So the Gemara says, Efsher, the Komachavein. Efsher means I can walk, there are two ways to walk to Shul on Pesach. I can either walk to Shul right in front of the bakery and smell the fragrant smell, or the good smell, pleasant smell of the freshly baked cakes and cookies, and get an off from chametz. If I walk specifically in order to smell, so that says in Shulchan Aruch, that's also even chametz shonachri. There's going to be a gemara later. The gemara entertained the possibility, but they rejected right away that chametz shonachri is muta bahano, that you're permitted to get an off from chametz that belongs to God. The gemara says it's not true, so that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch you're not allowed to go specifically out of your way to stand in front of a goyish bakery on Pesach to smell the pleasant smell of the chametz, because chametz is also b'ano, even though the chametz doesn't belong to you, you're not in violation, but you are by matzei, but it's still also b'ano. And to smell reach is a form of isurei hano. Yeah, will it be an isa deraisa, an isa derabbanan? The bread, the cake, and the cookies that they bake is oimed l'achila. It's not oimed l'reach. So according to the way Tosfos holds, whenever where the smelling is called Ein bo mamish or Yesh bo mamish, So it depends if it's oimed l'smelling, if the thing is oimed l'hariach, like hadasim is oimed l'hariach. And then there's a hadas from Avodah Zarah, and you're going to smell it. Then it'll be an Issa Deraisa. Yayin shel Avodah Zarah, that's Yayin Esach, that's oimed l'shtia, and you're going to smell it. So Taisa says that Issa will only be the Rabbanah. That won't be an Issa Deraisa. If he smelled, who said maybe won't even be an Issa there, maybe won't even be an Issa there Rabban. So that's what we said. The Gemara says, Kol Mare Verachain by Mishum Mehila. So the Gemara says, Kol Mare is Ein Bo Mamish. And Reach is considered Yesh Bo Mamish. The Reach enters into his nose, goes into the body. The Reach is Yesh Bo Mamish. But the Gemara says, so why did Rabbi Shimon ben Levi quote Bar Kappara, Kol Mare Verach? Gemara says, the Reach is a different reason. Because it's the Ktoris la'achash tala timrasa. After you finished, after you completed doing the mitzvah by korbanis, after the whole hegdish is only asabano, because it's oimed l'mitzvasai. Once it's no longer oimed l'mitzvasai, then it's muta b'hanoa. So the reach of the Ktoris la'achash tala timrasai ain't bo mishum me'ila. Then there won't be any issa. So that was a Rabbevelas kasha. Why does Rabbi Shimon ben Levi put together Reach with Kol Amare if it's a totally different din? Kol Amare is because Ein Bo Mamish, and Reach because Ein Lecha Dovash and Asas Pinsvasa. So we suggested, according to Taisus, is Nicha, that sometimes Reach is Ein Bo Mamish also. If the thing is Zaymid Lahachila, if it's Zaymid Lahariach, then it's called Yesh Bo Mamish. It's considered as if you're consuming it when you smell it. But if it's aymed, that's if it's aymed lahariach. But if it's aymed lachila, and you smell it, then it's called ein bo mamish. What this tin called marareach ein bo mishamila means that it's heta gomer. It means ein bo mishamila milahu the lesbi ha yisurik. Is there an isa de rabbanan? So that's what Taisa points out, a stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The last two lines in the Taisa is meila and chavav and aleph. This is quotes the Yerushalmi, and Sukkah is medayik from the Mishnah. Isha bereir eschitim, a brisa. Isha bereir eschitim, leorsim chazbeis hasha'eva. You see that it's mutar legamrei, and the Bavli in the second Lashon says, milahu deleis beho isura ika, there is an isa de rabbanan. Question is in the first version, that was ika de yamri, that's around 15 lines down, 13 lines down from the top of Chavav and Aleph. The line begins with the words, bebeis kotshi akadoshim. Then it says, Ika Diyami Amar Rabbah. There was another version. There were two versions of what Rabbah said. By the time the Gemara was written down, a few generations after Rabbah died already, so there were two versions of exactly what Rabbah said. So the second version had it that Rabbah was Medaik from the Loshon Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, the name of Bar Kappara called Marvereach, Emim Shumil Milhu Deleko Hisurika. There is an Issa de Rabbanan. The first version is questionable. So Rashi and Taisus on the Daf understood, even according to the first version, also we hold from that, that Milahu Daleko Hayisurika, there's an Issa de Rabban. One could have learned otherwise. One could have learned the first Lashon, not like Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus learned, even in the first Lashon, the Gemara held against the Yerushalmi. One could have read the Bavli, the first Lashon, it's like the Yerushalmi, that it's Muta Legamre. Yeah, but we assume like the second Lashon, that called Maravereach, Milahu Deleis Beho Yisurika, there is an Issa. So again. So let's go back again. So the Gemara says, Nochamo, Itma, Hano Habol Olod and Balkorcha, by Yisuri Hano. He's in a predicament. He's getting Hano from something that's awesome, Hano, but he's not really interested in it. So it's machloek zabai b'rabba. Bayom a muteris, there's no avera. And Rabbam, he doesn't have to try to stuff up his nose to hold his fingers to stuff up his nose. Doesn't have to. And Rabba says it's asura. So what case are they arguing? So the Gemara is going to go through all the four possibilities. Epsher become mechavein, if he can easily avoid walking. So let's go back again. What about, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to walk on Pesach in front of the Goyish bakery. The Jews are not going to bake chametz on Pesach. We assume all the Jews are religious. So are you allowed to walk in front of the Goyish bakery to smell a chametz on Pesach? So the Rama says you're not allowed to. Why? I reach ein bo mishum mila. No, reach Reches muta only goes lachash to talatim rasai. The chametz, no one did any mitzvah with it, so the chametz is also bano. Yeah, but the bread or the cake or the cookies is oimed lachila. It's not oimed l'reach. Okay. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach didn't like that Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch, a paskin like the Bali Atesis, that'll only be an Issa de Rabbanan. It won't be an Issa de Reis. That's like kol marav reach, milhu de lesbu, hayisura ika. Or Yisura Iko, yeah. What that comment that they made, Kol Marvireach, there's an Issa de Rabbanan. That Issa de Rabbanan, even by Chometz, or do you say no? The Gemara had a Loshim before, Milo Osu, Ela Milo Osu Bebeis Kochi HaKadoshim. They asked the Bebeis Kochi HaKadoshim. Maybe it sounds from the Gemara, Kol Marvireach is only Osu by Hegdish. They call Maravarech, they only asked when the Rabbana by Hegdish. So then it should come out to, let's say, I'm going to smell Yayin Nesach. That's Oymed Lishtia. I'm going to smell it and it has a pleasant smell. So then it'll be Mutta. It says if you have an Esreg, which is Oymed L'Achila, so it's hooked in the mitzvah, so only for Achila. It's not hooked to the mitzvah, so l'reach. You're permitted to smell it. What happened to the din? Kol marvarech milhu delezba hiyisura yika. There is an isa. So it doesn't apply to the din of hooked to the mitzvah. Okay. Doesn't apply to hooked to the mitzvah. So. But then it says in Shulchan Aruch also, you're not allowed to drink yayin nesach. You're not allowed to sell yayin nesach. It's also b'ano. What about to smell yayin nesach? So it says it's mutter. It says that it's mutter to smell yayin nesach. What happened to the din? Milu the lesbi ho yisura ika. What happened? So maybe by Avodah Zarah, people would stay away from Avodah Zarah. Maybe they didn't make the yisa by Avodah Zarah. Shulchan Aruch says mutter to smell it, even though you get hanoah. The person enjoys the reyach of the wine. He's permitted to smell the wine of Yayin Nesach, even though Yayin Nesach is also hanoah. Since it's aymed lishtia, so the smelling is not considered a hanor. So it says that it's mutter. So why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to smell the chometz, you're not allowed to walk close to the bakery where they're going by baking chometz and Pesach and smell it? So it sounds like even though the baked goods is amid l'achila, but so therefore reach is also like kolamare. But it sounds like there's still an Issa de Rabbanan. To walk over and to smell it is an Issa de Rabbanan. It's not the Issa de Rabbanan, not restricted only the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the Loshon HaGemara. And my loss of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a Chumrah. The Chumrah is not only Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Chumrah applies over here also. That's what Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said about taking a cornea, transplant, take a cornea from a dead body. A mace is also bano. So he thought, we explained yesterday, I didn't think it was correct. He thought that issue should depend on kol maravarech. He thought that this is a shayla mara. It's not hegdish. And it's not avodah zarah. So he thought that the bavli, milhu delezbehyo yisureika, the isa de rabbanon, by kol amara should apply even by meis also b'ano. It's not only based kodesh hakadoshim, not only a chometz. Yeah, you see from chometz that the Rama says you're not allowed to go smell the chometz, not allowed to go out of your way to smell the chometz because that's considered getting hano. But the chometz is zaymed l'achila. So it says in Shulchan Aruch if you smell something that's zaymed l'achila, there's no violation. If it's avodah zarah, there's no violation. It has to be that avodah zarah is different. They didn't have to make a chumra mid rabbanan there. But by mace, they did make an isa. Okay, and by chometz, they did make an isa. Okay. So let's go back. So there's a machlekes Abai Barabbe has something to do with the machlekes Abiyuda Reb Shimon by Dovish Enim Iskavin. What's the case? So the Gemara is going to go through all the possibilities. So Efsha become a chavin. Efsha means the two ways for me to walk to shul on Pesach. I can either walk one way, equally distant. Not that one is easier than the other. So that's called Efsha. I can easily avoid walking in front of the bakery, so I won't smell the chametz. So I go in front of the bakery and I enjoy it. And I want to enjoy the every day, all year long. When it's not Pesach, I walk in front of the bakery because I enjoy smelling the freshly baked bread and cake and cookies. So I do the same on Pesach and I could easily avoid it. So that's called Efsher, the Komacham. And he can easily avoid it. It's not a big tircha, bali tircha. And Komacham, and he enjoys it. So then the Gemara says, for sure it's Osa. What if it's Loy Efsher, the Komacham? What if it's really the shortest way to go to shul is to walk right in front of the bakery, but I can avoid it if I'll go out of my way a little bit, not walking half an hour out of my way, walk 1 minute out of my way. So if it's lo yapshev v'komachaben, also kuli amal pligidios, everyone agrees. Abai v'rova, they all agree that that's also. What if it's lo yapshev lo komachaben? What is if it's lo yapshev lo komachaben? The easiest way to go to shul or to wherever I want to walk is by walking in front of the bakery, but I'm not interested in smelling. So do I have to put cotton in my nose? Do I have to hold my, do I have to put a mask on my nose that I shouldn't swallow? Do I have to put my fingers? So it says, you're not mechuyev to. Lo yefshev, lo kamachav, and kul le'am, lo pligi dushari. If that's the shortest way to go, that's the normal way to go, and he's not really interested in smelling the rech. So kuli amala pligi dushari, everyone would agree. What do you mean? Abai v'rove, not Taisa says, not all the tanoim. Kuli alma does mean A to Z. It means abai v'rove agree that since we hold like Rab Shimon, dov sheni miskaben is mutter. So that's dov sheni miskaben. But according to Rab Yehuda, it will be asa. Lo yapshav lo kamachaben. According to Rab Yehuda, dov sheni miskaben is asa. But when they say kula amala pligi dushari, bain la bai, bain le rove, within Reb Shimon, because both abai v'rove hold like Reb Shimon. So kula amala pligi dushari, ki pligi, when is there a machlekes abai v'rove within Reb Shimon, if it's a case epsher, he can easily avoid walking in front of the bakery. He can easily avoid it, the two ways to go. But he's not really interested in smelling the rech. So ali v'rabi yodav dav shayim iskaben also kula amala pligi dushari. Going to our beautiful Dov Shem is awesome. So you're not allowed to keep pligging the machlekes of Ivar Rav is within Reb Shimon. Because they both paskan. They both paskan like Reb Shimon. The Gemara paskan is like Reb Shimon. The only one that doesn't paskan like Reb Shimon is Reb Yankiv Hemden, he said. In his commentary on Mishnayis and Beitza, he says that he's masik on all the Rishonim. The Rishonim all paskan like Reb Shimon, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Dov Shem is Kabin Mutan. He says, no. We should only pass like the Mishnah and Beitza, Dov Shein Miskabim Mutar, and Yontif, because Yontif is Chayvi Lavin, and Shabbos is Chayvi Krisis, and Mises Bezin. So there, based on that Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet on the base, so we should distinguish between Krisis and Mises Bezin and Yontif. It's half like the Gemara. That's half like the Gemara. The Gemara first said like that. Then the Gemara said, but Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Even the Reb Shimon holds. By Chayvi Krisis, and Mises Bezin, Isurim Chamurim, Dov Shenim Iskabin is Osir. But Shabbos, because it says, Malach Smach Shabbos Osir Torah, so it can't be that Dov Shenim Iskabin is an Isa Deraisa. So there it's the worst it can be is only the Rabban. It's not going to be an Isa Deraisa. And then the Tesis there in Yuma, and Daf Pehe explains, Rav Soloveitchik used to say over that Tesis, why is there a difference between Malacha Shein Svicha Aguf and Dov Shein Miskaben? Malacha, according to Reb Shimon, they're both Mutam and Atorah. But Malacha Shein Svicha Aguf is Asim and Rabbanon, and Dov Shein Miskaben is Mutam and Atorah, Mutam and Rabbanon. Why? Why is there a discrepancy? How come they didn't ask that Dov Shein Miskaben and Rabbanon also? The Tesis explains why. And Yuma Peheim and Alp, that's the long Tesis, very important Tesis. Starts on Pei Dalet on the base and continues on Pei Amenal, goes on and on and on. They cover a lot of topics there. So Taisa says, Dov Shein Miskaben, Reb Shimon holds his Mutar and Kol HaTorah Kula. So if something is Mutar and Kol HaTorah Kula, why should you be Machmer to Aser it? So it's Mutar and HaTorah, so it's Mutar and Rabbana on Shabbos. But Melacha Shein Tzvich LeGufa, even on Shemitah, when certain melechas hakarka are osir, melecha shein tzvicha legufa, will not be muta min haTorah. It's also min haTorah. Melacha shein tzviyach legufa is only a kula in Hilcha Shabbos, not a kula in kol haTorah kula, even in dinei shviyas. That depends on certain melachas hakarka arosa. But melacha shein tzviyach legufa will be there, Isa. So Tosa says, melacha shein tzviyach legufa, which is only a kula in Hilcha Shabbos, so there, Reb Shimon is machmir mid rabbanon. Tosus lashon there in Yuma is kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula, to make Shabbos equal to all the other dinim in the Torah. That melacha shein tzviyach legufa doesn't mitigate the issa. But davar shein miskaben, which is mutar mid kol haTorah kula, according to Reb Shimon, so kol haTorah kula is mutar. So why should they be machmir? That's what Tosus writes. It's questionable because according to that Gemara, one can argue. According to that Gemara, Reb Shimon also agrees that Bachavi Krisis and Mrs. Desn, Dovah Shein Miskaben is an Issa Deraisa. And Tosis holds that Tosis Peyem and Alav holds that line of the Gemara remains Lemaskana. So why shouldn't Reb Shimon Aser, Dovah Shein Miskaben on Shabbos, Exera, Kedela Hasha Shabbos Lashar, to the other Chavi Krisis and Mrs. Desn? That the Gemara seems to say that Reb Shimon is Maida by Chamuris, by Krisis and Isis Bezdin, that Dovah Shein Miskaben will be an Issa Derais. But that's what Tosfos writes. That Reb Yehuda asks Dovah Shein Miskaben on Shabbos only by the Rabbanon, not min haTorah, because it lacks Malachas Malshevis. So they both hold, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, they both hold Dovah Shein Miskaben on Shabbos is Mutta min haTorah, because of a lack of Malachas Malshevis. So why is there a discrepancy? What is Reb Shimon matter even mid the Rabbanon? Reb Yehuda asks mid the Rabbanon, Dovah Shein Miskaben. The Tosfos says because Reb Yehuda holds Dovah Shein Miskaben is also in kol haTorah kula, kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula. The reason why on Shabbos it's not deraisa because of a lack of melachas malshevis, or something is only mutar on Shabbos because of a lack of melachas malshevis. Let's say kol hamekalkalim p'turim. So the Gemara is medayek patur avalosa. Mekalkal is mutar on Shabbos because of a lack of malachas malshevis. And kol haTorah kula, there's no such thing as mekalkal. If you do an avera, even if you're mekalkal, it's still considered an avera. But because mekalkal is mutar on Shabbos because it lacks malachas malshevis, says kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula, so they asked mekalkal. Let's say you do a malacha kalacha yad. You write with your left hand, or you do a malacha deraisa kalacha yad. So the din of Kalach HaYad, the Gemara seems to be implying as if it's only a din in Hilcha Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Mal Shabbos, as if it doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's questionable, because we said the Gemara says, Shulukha Derech HaChilos says Mutam and HaTorah, Shulukha Derech HaNos and Mutam and HaTorah. So they see Kalach HaYad is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. But we said there are two different kinds of Kalach HaYad, two different kinds. We said, Rabbi Rabachon of Asmans, and the Eglital has like that, two different kinds of Kalach HaYad. But because Kalach HaYad, Malacha Yidei Shinoi, lacks Malachas Mal Shebes, and Kol HaTorah Kula, there's no requirement for Malachas Mal Shebes. So using Tosfos terminology, Tosfos Lashon, Kedei Lahashvah Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, so the Lasser, if you do a Malacha Kalach HaYad. So what if you do a Malacha, Adom Sheinim Miskaben? So Reb Yehuda holds Dovah Shein Miskaben is also in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's only mutar on Shabbos min haTorah. So kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Asid Dovah Shein Miskaben. But according to Reb Shimon, Dovah Shein Miskaben is mutar in Kol HaTorah Kula. So what do you mean kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar Kol HaTorah Kula? Kol HaTorah Kula, it's mutar. So on Shabbos they left it also that it's mutar. But the problem is that Tosfos holds that Gemara on Pei Dalet on the base in Sanhedrin remains lamaskana. The Reb Shimon is maskim to Reb Yehuda by Chavi Krisis and Mises Bezin that Dovah Shein Miskaben will be an Issa Deraisa. It's only on Shabbos that it's mutam and haTorah because of a lack of Malachas Mal Shebes. So why doesn't Reb Shimon also ask a Dovah Shein Miskaben on Shabbos kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula of Krisis and Mises Bezin? Why did Tosfos say, but he can't say, he can't, it doesn't make sense to ask a Dovah Shein Miskaben on Shabbos l'Reb Shimon kedei lahashvah Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula. Shar kol haTorah kula, Dovah Shein Miskaben is also muta. It's only muta in Chavi Lavin, not in Chavi Krisis. So why didn't they ask her on Shabbos, kedei lahashvah Shabbos, the Shar Chavi Krisis and Mrs. Bezin? That's a question, but that's what Tosfos explains. That's the big Tosfos in Yuma, on Pehei Amin Aleph. On where was it? On Lamed Hei Amin Aleph. Dots Lamed Dalet, and the base continues on Lamed Hei Amin Aleph. So again, so the Gemara says, according to the first version, there are two versions over here. What exactly, by the time the Gemara was written down, so they already forgot exactly what was the machloikas Abaye v'Rava. Rabbi and Rav Ashi, one side of the Shas, but maybe in the days of Rabbi and Rav Ashi, there were already two versions. Maybe Abaye v'Rava had passed away already years before, whatever. Either the two versions were in the days of Rabbi and Rav Ashi, and the two versions crept in when they wrote the Gemara in the days of the Goyim. So the first version is that the machloikas Abaye v'Rava is within Reb Shimon, who holds that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. What if it's easily avoidable? It's easily Efsha Bekal to avoid it. So maybe even Reb Shimon should agree that it's not right to be mutter Dovah Sheinu Miskaven if it's Efsha easily Bekal to avoid it. So the Gemara is going to back out from this. The Gemara and Chavav and Mebeis, right in the middle, before the two dots. The Gemara quotes the case of the people carrying all the 60 dresses, the women's dresses on their backs in the street, delivering it from one store to the other. But those who are chassidim and anshei maisa, they're machmer, Rashi says, to be machik min akiur min adoim elakiur. That's a loshon of the Gemara. So the tznuim chassidim anshei maisa, they're machmer, machshilim lacharem, b'makal. They won't hold the dresses leaning on their back to violate ha'aloa on shatnes. They'll be careful to hold it on a rack, on a mako. They won't have it leaning on their body. So the Gemara says, it's not so difficult to do like the tznuim, not to have the begodim of shatnes leaning on the body. And nonetheless, the Mishnah in Kalayim says that it's mutter. It says, they can carry the dresses on their backs. So you see, it's the yufta leman, the masne, lishna kama, the rabba, the yufta. The lishna kama, rabba, that's what we're learning now. The first version of rabba was that the machlekes, abai, the rabba, is within Reb Shimon. Adobe shayna miskaben, hecha de efsher. If it's a light piece of furniture, go around the meat, the keys of the sapsalas. Reb Shimon allows it only if it's a heavy piece of furniture. And it's really difficult. It's a big tircha to pick it up and to move it somewhere else. Easier would be to leave it on the ground and to schlep it. But it's a question, by leaving it on the ground and schlepping it, gorer, to schlep it on the ground, you may or may not make a charitz. So the first loshen, the lishna kama in the Gemara was, that's the machlokes Abaye v'Rava, that Rava throws in a chumra, that within Reb Shimon, Dovah Sheinu Miskaven should be mutter, but if it's easily avoidable, then if it's efsher, even though it's loy kamachaven, he's not interested in making the charitz. He couldn't care less. But since it's efsher, easily avoidable, so you're not allowed to rely on the heter of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. So Gemara backs out from that. Gemara said that is incorrect. Rava would never say that because that's against the Mishnah. Merch ksus merch and kedarkan says chasidim anshei maisa. The tznuim were makbid, mafshidim lacharem b'makal. They wouldn't carry it on their body. But the regular people, follow Reb Shimon, that it's muta, even though it's efsher. The Gemara backs out for that version of Rava is not correct. It's against the Mishnah. So what's Ikad the Amri, the second version of the Machlekes Abaye v'Rava? Ikad the Amri, it's about 8 lines from the bottom of Chofem Beis. Ikad the Amri, another version has it. If you can easily avoid it, but you don't want to, it's not true that Rava says, I'll leave with the Reb Shimon, you should be a Machmer. No, I don't pluck tie the Reb, you're Reb Shimon. That's exactly where the Machlik is. That's what the Gemara is going to say, Lamaskana. That is correct. Even though it's easily avoidable, I don't pluck tie the Reb, you're Reb Shimon, or he passed like Reb Shimon, that the Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter. You don't have to worry about it. What is this? If it's a situation, the easiest way to walk to shul is to walk in front of the bakery. And he's not really interested, couldn't care less about smelling the rest. So he doesn't have to hold his fingers by his nose and put on a mask. He doesn't have to try to avoid smelling it. This is, lo yefshe means only ayidei tircha. He can avoid it, ayyid tircha, and he's not interested in smelling the reach. So kuliyam lo pligi dishori. Kuliyama means bein la bai, bein le rava, bein le rabbi, bein le rab shimon. That's what Tosfos points out. I think Rashi also points it out. Bein l'Abaye, bein l'Rav, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Shimon. Everybody agrees that it's really mutar in such a case. Everyone holds mutar, even Rabbi Yehuda. Ki pligi, when is that machlekes Abaye v'Rav? The machlekes is within Rabbi Yehuda, not within Rabbi Shimon. The first Lashon in the Gemara was machlekes was within Rabbi Shimon. If you can easily avoid it, it's efshet, easily to avoid it. Beli tircha, however, like on mechaben, the Rabbi holds then it's not right. Rabbi Shimon would never say that davshen is kavim with. Now, according to the second version, keep ligi. When is the machlekes about Rabbi? The loy efshet the kol mechaben. Alevi Rabbi Shimon does the basa kabbalah kolam ligli diaser. This is the shortest way to walk where I want to walk, but I'm going to walk by the bakery and I enjoy the delicious smell of the freshly baked cake and cookies. I'm going to be getting hanuah from the chametz. So if it's loy epsha become a chaben aliba the Reb Shimon, those are basa kavana. He holds usually dovishenim is kavin mutter. So your kavana that you have determines whether that pu'ula relates to you. You're doing a pu'ula of walking. But at the same time, you'll be doing another pool of smelling. But it's only also, if I walk out of my way, I go out of my way in order to smell it. So then I did a Maisa HaMahana. But if I'm walking, that's the shortest way to go. Lo Yefshir, that's the shortest way to go, Beli Tircha. So if he would be Lo Kamachavein, they would all agree that it's Mutter. But the Machloikis says it's Lo Yefshir, and he is Kamachavein, and he does want to smell the reich. Aliba Reb Shimon does basa kavana kama pligi the yasa. Reb Shimon holds that the fact that you have loy kama chaven, dov sheinim is kaven, is mutter, so it doesn't relate to you. But if he is machaven, then it does relate to me. So kula ema pligi the yasa. Bein la bai, bein la rabbi. Keep pligi. When is the machlek is a bai v'rava? Aliba the Reb Yehuda in that case. If the din would have been like Reb Yehuda, dom aloshna miskaven, loshna einim is kaven. If it's efshir is asa, because dov sheinim is kaven is asa. So what would Rabbi Yehuda say if it's loy efsher v'kol mechaven? So Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That Dov Shem Miskaven. Abaye holds mutter. Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it doesn't make a difference whether yes Miskaven or ain't Miskaven. It all depends on whether efsher or loy efsher. If it's Epsha, you have to avoid it. And if it's Loy Epsha, you don't have to try to avoid it at all. And Robert disagrees, says, what are you talking about? Rav Amalach, Robert disagrees with Abaye. No, Ad Kana Kam Rabbi Yehuda Shein Miskaven Kim Miskaven Ela L'Chumra. Rabbi Yehuda says in the other direction, that Dov Shein Miskaven is also, he's Machmer. I will to say that it's Mutter to be Miskaven. Av Miskaven Shein Miskaven L'Kul Eloi. He would never say that. So that's a Machloikis, according to the Lishna Basra, Machlokes Abaye v'Rava is not within Reb Shimon. Machlokes is within Reb Yehuda. What would Reb Yehuda say in the case of Loy Epsher b'kol mechaven? Would Reb Yehuda say doesn't make a difference? Mechaven ain't a mechaven. Therefore, the hokel. That's Abaye. Rava says, what are you talking about? Reb Yehuda says it does make a difference. Mechaven ain't a mechaven lechumra, but he never said it lekula. Okay. So there are two versions of what is the machloikas Abaye v'Rava. Okay. Amar Abaye on the third line, Amar Abaye, Mino Amin, how can I prove my position that what? That Loy Efsher, the Kwam Mechavein, is still Mutta. In Loy Efsher, if the most convenient way to do things, I'm doing this activity anyway, for a different reason. Not that I'm going here in order to get Hanoa. I have to go over here for a different reason. That's the easiest way to get my work done. And then, so I'm going to walk over there anyway. So I'm going to get Hanoah de Memela. Hanoah, whenever you have Yisuri Hanoah, that's the klal from this whole sugya. Yisuri Hanoah is only us if you do a Maisa HaMahana. That's Rav Soloveitchik's Loshen. If you had Hanoah de Memela, that's not an Issa. So that's the question. Did he do a Maisa HaMahana? So the answer is no. It's Lo Yafshir. The easiest way to do what he wants to do is to walk, he wants to walk to shul. The easy way to walk to shul is to walk in front of the bakery. So his walking wasn't motivated in order to smell. His walking was motivated because that's the shortest way to get to shul. then you're going to smell the chametz and enjoy it. Gizon tehet. That's called hanoah de memela. It's only also to do a maisa mahana. The maisa of walking wasn't done. The motivation to walk was to get to shul. The shortest way, the easiest way is to walk in front of the bakery, not to walk around and around to take extra time. Yeah. So that's the shaila. That's the machlokes Abai v'Rav within Reb Yehuda. What would he say? Baloi efsher v'komech avin. Would Reb Yehuda say kavana? Yeah, kavana. Yeah. Yes, kavana. No kavana. Same thing. Whenever it's efsher, whenever you can easily avoid it, you have to avoid it. And whenever you can't easily avoid it, then you're not mechuyev to avoid it. Then it's called Hanoah de Memela. I'm walking over here to get my work done, not in order to get Hanoah. So the Hanoah came in Memela. Hanoah de Memela is Muta, only Amaisa Hamahana is us. So that's where Abai is going to prove it. So he quotes my Brisa the Tanya, Omro, the fourth line from the top. How do I see my position? The Reb Yehuda will be Matir, even if it's Loi Efsher, Vikome Chavein. Reb Yehuda will be matir. The Tanya Omar, all over Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when he was a chief rabbi, Yosha B'tzilu Shalecha, thousands of people came to be Oyla Regal to Yerushalayim, and he used to give a shir. On Yontif, on Chalamayit, he gave a shir. Yosha B'tzilu Shalecha, B'dorish Kalayam Kula, B'hocha, Deloi Efsher. What motivated him to pick that spot? They don't have a large enough stadium in Yerushalayim. If they would have had a Binyanei Ha'umah, some other buildings to give a shir, with a loudspeaker on Chalamayit, he would have done it there. They don't have. So the only place where there's big enough, the choice of the Racham At HaKotel was because it's Lo Yefsha. They needed a large location. That's the only large location they had in the days of the Tanaim. So even though Umechavein, even though when the people go, they're going to be getting Hanoah from the fact that they're sitting in the shade, they're getting Hanoah from the shade. Because in Chodesh Nissan, Pesach time is going to be warm outside. Sukkot maybe is not so warm. It's already, autumn is beginning, but Pesach time is already, the springtime is going to be hot. So that's Rachel Deloy Epsher. What motivated them to choose that location is because they had no other place big enough for such a big crowd, thousands of people. And even though the people will get Hanoi, still they see that it's Mutter. So it's a Raya, that's the Gemara's Raya. So the Rishon, the Bali Atosis said they could have said that it goes Aliba de Reb Shimon. No, according to Reb Shimon, it would be awesome. Nachamon. They said, according to that Lashon, the Machlokes Abai v'Rav, according to the second Lashon, Machlokes Abai v'Rav was when it's E-Efsher, the Komechavein. And the Machlokes only is within Reb Yehuda. But according to Reb Shimon, it will be awesome. That's what they said, four lines from the bottom. I'll leave the Reb Shimon, does Baskapan come up to get the awesome. You're not allowed to. Keep pligi, I'll leave the Reb Yehuda. So that's very strange over here. They tell Amaisa Shahoy, and the days of the Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon lived after the Churban Abayis. So they tell Amaisa Shahoy, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was a chief rabbi, Gemara said he was a chief rabbi, he lived to the age of 120. The first 40 years, he dealt in business, and he retired at the age of 40. And then from 40 to 80, he sat and he learned, and he became the God Lador. Then approximately the age of 80, they appointed him as a chief rabbi, for 40 years. So part of the 40 years was with Nabayis, part of the 40 years was after the Churban Abayis. So Gemara is not sure how many of the 40 years was Bifnei Abayis, how many after. But here, while he was the chief rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, so the only location where he could give a shir for so many people would be right next to the Heichal. And they're sitting in the shade and getting Hanoah from Hegdash. It's Me'ila Beheg, Anisa Deraisa of Moel to be Moel Beheg, Racha Deloy Efsher. But they had it, what motivated them to pick this location, not because they wanted a shady location. Rashi says over here, they picked it because it's shady. That's a difficult Rashi. Rashi says, Mitoch sherechoiv gadol haya umachzik b'nei adam harbeh ha'yadar sham b'nei hachama. She'en locha beis ha'medrish machzik. And so he says, they chose this location because there was no other location where they can have shade. So that's difficult. Rabbi Nadovid, me Bonfir, ask, what do you mean? If they chose it because of the shade, so that's not Eifshur. That's Mamish Dov HaMechavein. They went over there because the shade from the Beis HaMikdash. So that shouldn't be a part of the discussion here. Better is to say that was the only location they had, that they could have so many people sit and where they could put up so many chairs and have people sit and listen to a shir. But it's not that they chose it because that was the only location where there'll be shade. No, then they're interested. Then it's mamash adavar hamiskaven. Then you're choosing that location in order to get hanor from the hegdish. So Rav David picks on the Rashi. He says the Rashi is difficult. He doesn't agree. Rav David Bonfi was a talmid of the Ramban. The Sefer, the Chiddush HaRan on Sanhedrin, which was written by someone else. It wasn't written by the Ran that we know, because he quotes Meiris and he quotes Rav David. He quotes Rav David. Rav David Bonfi wrote a Chiddush on Sanhedrin, where he quotes a lot the Ramban. So the Sefer that's known as Chiddush HaRan on Sanhedrin quotes a lot Rav David Bonfi. It's a different Ran. Anyway, so this he on Psachim there's a Rav Dena David. So he says over here, he doesn't like this Rashi. Rashi is problematic. That's not called Loyev Shalevsha. Means I picked to go there for a different reason. I have no choice. There's no other location in Yerushalayim where I can give the shir. They didn't have any big buildings. And so once the people go there, so then they realize that wasn't the motivation to go there. It was not in order to be in the shade. Motivation was that's the only place where there's room for thousands of people. But then once they go, so then they're going to be having hanor from the fact that there's shade. But that hanor, that's hanor de memela. That's hanor habod. There's no maisa hamahane. So it says that it's mutta. It says that it's mutta. So the Gemara said before that according to Reb Shimon, it would be osir. So it comes that Reb Yechanan Zaka held like Reb Yudah. And Reb Shimon disagreed. Reb Shimon would say that he did wrong. It's a strange Gemara. That's what the Rishonim say. That's what the Rishonim say over here. The Reb Yechanan Zaka held like Reb Yudah. And according to Reb Shimon, the Ozo Basa Kavana, since the people are, even though it's Loy Efsher, but it's called Mechavin, so Ozo Basa Kavana, so it would be awesome. So Reb Yechanan Zaka held like Reb Yudah, very schwer. But we pass like Reb Shimon. Adosha miskabin mutter, and therefore we pass him the kavana talya milsa. Aliva Reb Shimon dozal basa kavana kalama pligidi asa. If it's lo yafsha become mechavin. So haka, what's with this incident? Has Reb Shimon disagree? It's a ma'aser shohaya. Apparently it happened year after year after year. Reb Yechanan Zaka would give the shir, and the only location would be in the shade of the heichal, and the people got an on from the shade. Very strange that the old Maisa Shoya was the Psak HaMukubal in the days of the Bayesheni, and days of Rabbi Yechman Zaka was like Rabbi Yudah, and then after the Churban Abayis, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon against the chief rabbi, against the practice in the Bayesheni. Very strange, but that's what the Gemara says. So that's what Abay brings the Raya, that you see, according to Rabbi Yudah, Lo Yafsher V'Komachavim is Mutta. But Rabbi holds that that's ridiculous. The Rabbi Yudah said it lechumra. Dovish ainim miskaven is also. He makes even ainim miskaven is still also like miskaven, but not that miskaven is mutter like ainim miskaven. That he never said lekula. He only said lechumra. So what's Rabbi going to do with this ma'aser shohaya? But Rabbi Amar shani hechel de letocha asui. The reason why it's mutter is not because loy efsher mikol machaven, not because loy efsher. Shani Hechel de Latocha Osui. So what does that mean? So Machlek is Arishat. So Rashi and Taisus pick up the Rashi. Rashi and Taisus learn that that's Hanoah Shaloka Der Hanoasim. When you put up walls around a building, the people have in mind that it should give shade to the inside of the building. The construction people are not interested in giving shade on the outside. It is going to give shade on the outside. Sometimes, depending where the position of the sun is going to be, what time of the day, and what season of the year. Sometimes the sun comes from over there, sometimes from over there, from different directions. But that's not the main. Kederach Hanoasam is that you're going to sit in the building and get Hanoah from in the Heichal. But to sit outside of the Heichal, to get Hanoah, that's Hanoah Shaloka Der Hanoah. That's what Rashi and Tosfos learn. So then Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. But the Gemara said before that Hanoah Shaloka Der Hanoah is Mutam and Atar, it's only Osam and the Rabbanon. only in the case, only in normal cases, but by Kloy HaKerem and Chometz B'Pesach, where the Iser HaNoah, it never says Lo Sechlu. It doesn't say Lo Sechlu. What did Gemara say? No, not. What were the two? Kloy HaKerem and Basa B'Cholom. Two exceptions to the rule, Kloy HaKerem, Abai said. The two exceptions to the rule, but Kloy HaKerem and Basa B'Cholom, with the Ikar Dinish, whenever it says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to eat Macholos HaSuris, so it's Menatur, it's only Asi Kederach HaChilos. Shalok Kederach HaChilos is Mutter. So if one of those psukim where it says you're not allowed to eat Macholos HaSuris includes an Issa HaNoah, so then there were two Lashonis, and we pass like the second Lashon, not only Achilu Shalok Kederach HaChilos is Mutter Menatur, only Asim Adabon, even HaNoah Shalok Kederach HaNoah. We really should have said there's no such thing of Kederach HaNoah. What's the difference? Achilu, you can say, Achilu is a Maisa Mesuyam. So you can say Achila only counts if it's Kederach Achilos. Hanoah, there are 1,001 forms of Hanoah. However you get Hanoah, by hook or by crook, is Hanoah. So the Gemara says, no. Whenever you have a pasuk that says an Isra Achila, and it's also Asam Hanoah, so just like Achila is only Asam Menater Kederach Achilos, the Hanoah is also only Asam Menater Kederach Hanoah. But by Orla, but not Orla, but by Kloy HaKerem, and in Basa B'Cholov, where the Torah never writes not to eat it. It happens that it is also B'Achila, but the Torah never writes a Loshon Lo Sechlu, so there's no din of Shalok Derech HaChila, so there's no din of Shalok Derech HaNosam either. So that's what Tosfos asks. The Issa HaNoah from Hegdish, there isn't even any Issa HaChila at all on Hegdish. A building, what do you say, the building of the Hechel is also B'Achila. If you want, you can eat it. Let's say some of the wall of the Hechel collapsed and I'm cooking a pot of soup in front of the Hechel. And some of the sand from the bricks of the Hechel disintegrated and it fell into the pot of soup and it improves the flavor of the soup. So you don't say Tam Ki Iker, you only say Tam Ki Iker if you didn't with an Issa HaChila. Hegdish is not an Issa HaChila, it's an Issa HaNoah. How can you say an Issa HaChila on bricks, on cement, on the building? It's an Issa HaNoah. If you lead it and it tastes good, that'll be a form of getting HaNoah. But the whole din of Tam Kika doesn't apply. So that's what Tosfos asks. By Hegdish, by the getting HaNoah from the building, from the structure of the Hechel, how can you say, how can Rashi interpret? Shani Hechel delitocha osui, shalokaderech HaNoah osam. But the word Lo Sechlu never appears. And not only doesn't appear, it's even better than Basa B'Cholom Klaim. Basa B'Cholom Klaim is an Issa, it is Macholos HaSuris. But the word never appears in Chumash. Hegdish, the walls are the Hechel. Hegdish is not even Asa B'Achila. It's only Asa B'Hanoah. So how can you say that there's a din of Shalok HaDerech HaNoah Asam? So Tosfos gives a difficult answer. Tosfos Yesh Leimar, that where is the love of Me'ilah? It's a big discussion. There's a lav of me'ila, and then there's a punishment. So if a person is moel behegdish b'shoigeg, he has to bring kerem chaimesh and bring asham me'ilos. All right. But if he's moel behegdish b'mezid, where is there a lav? So there are different opinions. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rabbi, there are four different shittas. What's the lav? So Tosfos always said what it says in the Gemara later. It's in the lav. It's coming up. That you learn out, chet ben truma. The Mishnah is a Maseches Milahav. Every other Mishnah is based on Exereshav Chet Chet Ben Truma. That by Milah Behegdish is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Yesh Shaliach LeDvar Avera. Well, usually the rule is En Shaliach LeDvar Avera. So one exception is Milah Behegdish. Another exception is Tovach Umachar. And another exception is Shlichas Yad BePikotin. The Gemara has Psukim for them. So how do you come off to say, how do you know that Yeshulich and Dvar Avera by Me'ila Behegdish? Because you learned that Chet Chet Mechuma. By Chuma it says, Kein Terima Gam Atem, Gam the Rabbi says, HaShaliach, the Shluch HaShalorim Kemoise applies to be Mafrish Chuma. So you learned that Chet Chet Mechuma, the Yeshulich and Dvar Avera by Me'ila Behegdish. So since you learn out the love of Me'ila, learned that Chet Chet Mechuma, So just like by Truma, it says, but Truma ksiv loshon achila. So there, if I say shaluk derech achilasai, would be mutter min haTorah by the Hechel, it's only awesome in the Rabban. Shaluk derech hanaasai. You can't say shaluk derech achilasai. It's not real achila at all. The cement of the building, there is no Yisrael achila on the binyan of the Hechel. It's only awesome in the Pash, this is if some of the cement will fall into my pot of soup, and I'm cooking the soup and it enhances the flavor. Pash, this is, he won't say Tam Kikar over there. Tam Kikar only applies if it's an Israchila. Hegdish is not an Israchila. No, yeah.
By a sota, don't we actually use the seed of the Hechal for food? No?
The what?
By a sota, don't we take from the floor of the Hechal to put in the So does that make vayla achila if somebody eats it?
I think they mix in a little afar hamishkan. I think only the offer is karka olam. I don't think the offer is also the building. The cement of the building is also banoa because the building is hegdish. But the karka olam, I don't think is hegdish. Karka olam is not hegdish. Anyway, that's Rashi and Tosfos learn. Shana hechel de letocha asui. What does it mean? The hanoa, the ikir hanoa, is if you sit inside a building. The people, the construction workers who put up buildings, their intention is to give shade inside the building. Happens that some times of the day, some seasons of the year, the building will give shade outside also, depending what time of the day, what season of the year, where the sun is shining from. So that's shaloka derech hanoas. That's a Rashi and Tosfos learn. But the kasha that Tosfos asks is a murderous kasha. It's even stronger than what Tosfos said, because over here, not only does the word loy seichel not appear by sid ha'echel, not only does the word not appear, it's not even in Yisrachil at all. It's more than kloy ha'kerim and basa b'cholav. It's in Yisrachil. It is in Yisrachil. But it's also asa b'hanoah. And it doesn't say the word achila. But by hegdish, the building of the head, it's not in Yisrachil at all. The pasha, it's only in Yisrachil. So how in the world can you say that Shaluk HaDerech HaNa'osam is mutter. That's where Rav David Manfi doesn't like this either. He doesn't like this test. So he thinks maybe Shana Hechel de Letech HaOsay, it's not called, maybe it's called Deim Bo Mamish, or maybe it's not called the violation of Hano at all. It's not that it's mutter because Shaluk HaDerech HaNa'osam. Shaluk HaDerech HaNa'osam shouldn't really apply at all. But that, he doesn't explain fully what he means. It's on the footnotes, on the bottom of the page, in the Chiddush of Rabbeinu David. So they quote, I think, the Shar HaMelech, who has a suggestion that maybe also not like Rashi and Tosfos, Shani Hechel de Letocha Osui, that maybe it's called the Dabar She'ein Bo Mamish, to sit in the shade. Maybe is that called getting Hanoah? Let's say I walk in the street, now it's raining in New York. So I walked to the yeshiva, I walked home today with an umbrella. So let's say the umbrella would be for Mir and Idachas, would be Asma Hanoah. So is that called getting Hanoah from, let's say the umbrella is Abed Zara, Mir and Idachas or something. Is that called getting Hanoah from the umbrella that it prevents the rain from hitting on me? Is that called getting Hanoah? I don't know. Hanoah means I sell the umbrella. Umbrella is also manoah. How about Azar, let's say? I sell the umbrella and I get money. So I gave over the umbrella. And even though some Rishonim, we said there's an unusual opinion, the Shita don't know that being Kiddushin, that selling is only a violation of Yisrael Hanoah with the Rabbanan. So getting Hanoah means if I'm sitting on something, I'm getting Hanoah. Let's say the chair is also manoah and I'm sitting on the chair. So that's called getting Hanoah from the chair. I take chelav shara niskal. Chelav is muta bana, shara niskal is asa bana. Take chelav shara niskal. I put it agabi makosai. So that I'm getting hanoa from the shara niskal. From the shara niskal. Here, the building is over there, and I'm sitting over here because it's blocking the sun. So mamela, there's shade. So maybe there's no hanoa at all. Maybe I'll pidin it's like a dovish aimbo mamish. Maybe it's aimbo mamish. Maybe that's the reason why. But they don't. Rabbeinu David is not happy with this Tosfos answer that you learn chet chet mitruma, Because the nature of the Yisr is different. Truma, you can say, is also b'achila. Truma is also b'achila mutabanam. So by Truma, he said, there's a din shalok derech al so fine. But what are you going to say over here? There's a din of shalok derech al na'osa by Hechel, by Hegdash, very difficult. So that's what Rabbi said. Rabbi Shani Hechel de Tochas. Amar Rabbi, Mino Amin Allah, how does he know his shita that what? That even though it's Loyapsher, the reason why we're going over there is not in order to get Hana. We're going over there because we're workers. We're umnim. We have to fix something. The wall fell down, or the electric lighting fell down. They have to fix something like Beis Hamikdash. So he's walking over there not in order to get Hana. He's walking to fix something. But then once he's there, he's gonna see the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I'll get Hana from that. So he'll be Nana from Hegdash. Before the Gemara realized that Kol Marurechem and Mishamila, so it says in the Mishnah in Tomit, where is it? It's a Mishnah Midas, Lulim Ditznan. It's a Mishnah, not a Brayse. Ditznan Lulim Hayepsuchim Aliyas BeKodesh Hakadoshim. And Mishals from the Umnim, whenever they had to fix something that was broken in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, they would lower down Mishals from them to lower down like an elevator shaft. Umnim B'Tevas in a shaft. Kedesh LeZuna Enayim BeKodesh Hakadoshim. So what's the case? Well, Achad Deloy Hapsher. What motivates the umnim to go there is not because they want to have Hanot to see the beauty of the Kodesh Kodoshim. It's awe-inspiring. That's not where they went. They went in order to fix. But once they're going to be there, they're going to look at everything that's there. They're going to get Hanot. So that's lo yapshav v'kor mechavin is having Hanot. But there's no, again, it's a shayla moel behegdish, but there's no maisa hamahanot. The maisa, he went there for a different purpose. He went in order to fix. He's an Uman. They asked him to fix something that's broken there. So why don't you say that's Hanoa de Nemela? There's no Maisa Mahana, so it should be Mutter. So don't you see that even though it's Lo Yepsher, but it's Komechabin, so you see that it's Osur. So this is a problem. The Gemara said before, Aliba de Reb Shimon Kuli Amla Pligi de Osur. Here, four lines from the bottom on Chofan and base. Aliba the Reb Shimon does about the kabban kolam la pliga the osur because kol mechaben. So the fact that he's mechaben is mitzaref the ma'isa of going there to getting hanoa, even though it initially motivated him to go there is a different reason. Initially he was motivated to go because he has to fix the wall over there. But since he's getting hanoa from it, he's kol mechaben to get hanoa. So that's mitzaref the hanoa. It's considered as if he went for that purpose. So maybe the Mishnah that says that it's Asr, Loi Efsha v'kom Mechavein, is Asr. Maybe goes Aliba de Reb Shimon. The Machlokes Abai Barava was Aliba de Reb Yudah. Keep pleading three lines from the bottom. Keep pleading Aliba de Reb Yudah. The Amaloshim is Kamashen and Miskavein. So that was a Machlokes Abai Barava. What would Reb Yudah say? But according to Reb Shimon, it's Asr. So maybe in the days of the Bayesheni, it says this was the practice. Maybe the practice was because they held like Reb Shimon. No, it can't be because we said, Robert Abai said before, no, I mean, you see, in the days of the Abai Sheni, they held like Reb Yudah. That's what Abai interpreted, that they held like Reb Yudah. They didn't hold like Reb Shimon. Because according to Reb Shimon, it would be Osir. According to Reb Yudah, Abai thought according to Reb Yudah, it would be very, very strange. The whole Machlokes only is within Reb Yudah. Within Reb Shimon, they all agree that it's Osir. So what's going on here? So how did you prove that Reb Yudah holds us? Maybe it's Reb Shimon. So does that make sense that you can prove from that Mishnah Rabbi's point that Lo Yepsha V'Kamachabin is Osir according to anybody? Okay, according to anybody. Fake the Mar. But Reb Shimon Pazi Mishum Bar Kapor Kol Marachem Mishum Meila is Muta. It's mutter to get hung like they mar is a mamamish. Ella, the answer must be elamai. Also, be based kachak gadosh. The whole thing is a chumrah. The whole thing is only a chumrah. So here again on this gemara, the pashtus on this gemara is then gemara says ikad the amar amar rab minamin le tanya emam shemil mehudlesbu hayisuri ika the zenisa the rabbanon. So that line hayisuri ika Tosis said that's against the Yerushalmi. The last two lines in the Tosis milahu deleka. That was Machlokes, the Bavli in Yerushalmi. So the Shaila is the first Lashon, before you get to the Ika the Ami Amara, the first Lashon, but they didn't bring that up. They just called it Kol Marachem and Mishumila. So Pashup Shat, the first version of Rava, held like the Yerushalmi. that it's even mutter. The first version held that the whole thing is mutter. That's how they proved that the elamai loss of the base kach of kadosh. So Rashi and Tosfos learned not so. Rashi and Tosfos said even in the first version, also the diuk was known. Milahu the leis buha yisurika. There is an isa de rabbanan. The Bible even in the Lishna Kam also there is an isa de rabbanan. So if there's an isa de rabbanan, so what was the gemara's kasha v'tizbara? It's mutam and atar, but mid the rabbanan it's asa. So that's why it's asa. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos discuss. So that's what Rashi says. Since the whole thing is only an isa de rabbanan, so it doesn't make sense that the whole isa not to get hanoa al yidei mare is only the rabbanan and atar. There's no isa. It's only asa mid the rabbanan. So why should they make a chumre of a dabe shein miskaven? Why should they be machmer and a dabe shein miskaven? So Tosfos says, why not? There's gora the meat in kisa v'safsol where machmer v'kosher the riha b'greira gora the meat in kisa v'safsol the Tosfos v'tizbara. B'greira means gora the meat in kisa v'safsol the lekisur deraisa. That's what they quoted from Perek Kira previously, and nonetheless, the din is. There's a discussion about Abai v'Rava. Maybe they made a chumra de rabbanon. So here also, even if you say milahu de leis by yisura ikat and isa de rabbanon, but still it does make sense to make a gzera de rabbanon. So that's what Tosfos says differently from Rashi. Not like Rashi. It doesn't make sense to make a gzera de rabbanon if the whole isa you're dealing with is only the rabbanon. Why not? Tosfos says no. It doesn't make sense to make a gzera. He's doing b'maka mitzvah. He's doing but makam mitzvah, the sakam based kachar gadashim. They need umnim to fix up over there. So since the shud mistaber svarehi dafili suir the rabbanon lekup, but makam mitzvah they shouldn't have been machmer. Why they make everybody crazy to lower the workers down in a shaft that they shouldn't shloy zunray name? Such a chumra. If the whole thing is only the rabbanon to begin with, so it makes sense they only made the chum the rabbanon shalom a makam mitzvah, but the tzorech. The tzorach tikkun based kachar kadosh, it doesn't make sense to make a chumer. Okay, so that was the kasha. Yisuru, nochamol ikad yamri. What's the second version? Amar Rav. I mean, lo de tanya. What was Rav's right? Tanya. Amar Rav shemad pazi. Mi luhu de leisbo ha yisuru ikad. My love. This yisuru hu de ikad. Even lo osam ha'om de mifnim. The Pashto says that the diuk of the Loshan from Bar Kapor, there's an Issa de Rabbanon, even those who are om de mifnim, even the people who have to be in the Heichal anyway, for whatever purpose. So there's an Issa de Rabbanon for them, even though there's no Maisa HaMahana, because they're going to have Kavona, it's Kumchavin, they're having Kavona to have Anoa, so the Kavona makes it that it's a Maisa HaMahana. They have no choice, they have to be there. So they're going, they're entering into the Heichal was not a daita, not in order to get Hanoa, in order to listen to the music of the Levim, or in order to look at the beautiful sights in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather to the Loi Efshe. They went to do things Lefnim, either to fix the broken building or whatever. Osmam the Mifnim, and still you say, you see, milahu deleko isurika. Mara says, "Lo, maybe that diuk milahu deleko isurika." They have no reason to be in the heichal, and they go in specifically in order to look at the beauty, in order to listen to the music. So they're walking in is the ma'isa hamahana. Who told them to walk in? But maybe for the people who are in the bifnim anyway, so maybe that's lo yapsher b'kol mechavim. Maybe then it is mutter. It's only aser. But when it's Efshu, you don't. There's no compelling reason that you should be in the Heichal. Shait. Gufam Rav Shimon Paz Rav Shimon Levi. What do you say?
What about the Mishnah in Midos talks about the? I was wondering. The Mishnah in Midos talks about the Pirchei Kahuna. We used to climb up the chains to see the Ataros. Are they? Maybe it's not an issue of.
They had no need to be there, so they would have to be careful not to look and not to listen to the music to have anoa. Okay, but whoever has to be there anyway, so the Gemara says, whoever's on the mefnim, that's lo yapsher. So maybe kamechavin, would be muta. The Gemara backs out. Lo saman b'chutz, lo saman b'fnim. Maybe it's muta. Yeah. The Pichakuna went for the sight to see what's going on for fun. So then they would have to be careful. For them, there would be osa to get on. Then the Gemara says, Kol ma'arechem em shum mila. How can you say that? By the time Fatima sak Torahs, the Islam, there's a lav. There's a lav. You're not allowed to make Torahs for your own purposes, for hedyot. That's one of the lam of all krisas on Muris Batara, is one is Mefatim Mesak Torahs lehislamid bo. No, lehislamid bo is mutta. Lahariach bo is chayv koris. Right. Mefatim Mesak Torahs lehislamid bo, he wants to learn how he's supposed to do it. He's mixing the Torahs ingredients in order to give it to the tzibur. They have to buy it with the machzah shekel money. So he's preparing it and he's going to sell it to the tzibur because all the karbon tzibur have to be purchased with machzah shekel money. Otherwise, the tzibur is not yet to the mitzvah. So the most of the tzibur is going to sell it to the tzibur. Doesn't have to charge an arm and a leg. He can charge a dollar or charge whatever the expense was plus the labor. Okay. Alamas of the tzibur, that's mutter. That's potter and mutter means. But lahariach bo is chayv. However, b'hamariach bo, but one who smells the ktoris is not chayv koris. One who smells ktoris is in violation of ne'ila behegdish, but it's not chayv koris. Hamariach bo potter from koris, it means. This is going on the Mishnah beginning of Krisis. Lamadvav krisis amurah b'toris, or whoever violates one of the lamadvav krisis, b'shoigig is chayv to bring a chatas. So if you made hamafatam esak toris for his own purposes, lariach bo is chayv korei. So if he did it, b'shoigig is chayv a chatas. However, hamariach bo, one who smells the real toris in the base hamigdash is pater, because that's not a chayv koris. One who's he's it b'neilo. He's a bimila. One who violates moel behegdish b'mezid is not chayv koris. There's a machloikis satanan whether he's a bimila is b'misa b'dei shamayim anan. Machloikis in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel. Whether he's a bimila is b'misa b'dei shamayim anan. But b'koris v'shona. There's no pasuk that is hamariach bo pater. Ela shemoa, but he's in violation of mila. So how can you tell me that reyach ain bo mishum me'ila? It says b'feirish. Amirech b'potter el shemal. He's mal behegdish. He's chayv asham eilus. It's not chayv chatos. Chatos you only bring if you didn't have there b'shoigi, which if you would have done it b'mezud, you would have been chayv koris. Hamirech b'o is not chayv koris. Hamirech in the ktoris isn't. That's he's it b'milo. That's he violated the din meila. He's b'milo machlekes hatanaim. What he chayv misa b'dei shemaim. Tosis has a chiddush. Tosis has a suggestion. Even the shita, we probably don't pass like that, Rebbe. Rebbe holds he's a bimila is bimisa b'dei shamayim. So Tosis says it's only if it's derech achila. But if he gets hanoa by smelling or some other kind of meila, there wouldn't be any misa b'dei shamayim. But koris there is. So that's what it says. Nacham of hamirich b'pata from koris ad shemuel. Ichay b'asham meilas if he did it b'shoigeg, but b'nat chayv koris. So how can you tell me that reach there's no mila? It says beferish that there is mila. El amar apape call him mare mamshem mila fishem mamshem reach lachstav temrasanat because en lechadavish and asis mitzvasai umoyalim bo. Yeah, what kind of a din is that? En lechadavish and asis mitzvasai umoyalim bo. That's what Rab Chaim explains in his seif on the Rambam. He says the Gemara understand the Rambam shita is nasis mitzvasai. There's no mila is only by hegdish. The Rambam holds it does not apply to Orla and Kloya Kerem and Chomis Bet Pesach. The Rambam holds it only applies to Pigal Noisatomi. That the Iser Hanoah is only Kozman da Hegdish is Amid Le Mitzvasai. Once the mitzvah was done already, so there's no Iser. If the Hegdish is Amid Le Mitzvasai, you're supposed to, Pigal Noisatomi is supposed to burn it. So if you're going to get Hanoah from it, even if you're going to burn it later, it's considered as if. Who told you to get Hanoah? If you get Hanoah, it's considered as if you're mevatel a mitzvah of burning it. But once you did burn it, you did the mitzvah, so there's no reason that it should be also by Hanoah. That's what Rab Chaim explained. That really explains the Rambam well. That's why the Rambam holds that it only applies to Hanisrafim Afremuta, only Nisrafim Shal Hegdish. The Rambam writes that both in the Pirush HaMishnayis at the end of Krisis, as well as in the Mishnah Torah. He writes at both places. And it's Rav from Shal Hegdish, Avram Muta, not only Pigal Naisatomi and the like, but if it's going to be Orla and Klai Akerim and Chametz BePesach and on Nisrafim, even if you hold Chametz Pesach B'Sreifa, it won't be Nisrafim Avram Muta. Taisa says not so. Taisa says Nasis Mitzvah says Muta even applies to Chametz. And the Rambam holds only to Hegdish, because the Hegdish, the Oymed L'Mitzvasai, makes it that it's also Bahanoah. If you're going to get Anoah from it, it's considered as if you're Mevatel Mitzvasa. Once you already did the Mitzvasa, so there's no longer Oymed L'Mitzvasa. So the Gemara says, is that true? Ein L'Chadobah, a blanket, say, Ein L'Chadobah Shanasis Mitzvasai, Umboy Limboy. Is there such a klal? Freg the Gemara, Bahre Trumas Adeshen. That was the statement. Ein l'chad, you never have. You can't have. Ein l'chadov b'shuv. It's not true. Right? Shumas adeshan denasis mitzvosai. Whenever you do haktorah on a korban, so you burn it, but the mishnah, the mitzvah is not finished yet. Because after you burn everything and everything turned into ashes, there's still a mitzvah to do shumas adeshan in the morning, every single morning. It took a little bit of shumas adeshan. Rashi always writes a Maloha Machta. They took a little Trumas Adeshan and put it on the floor next to the Mizbech. Then when there'll be so much ashes on the Mizbech, there's no room to do any work, then they would take everything Mechutz L'Sholosh Machnas, Chutz L'Ir, Al Shefach Adeshan, outside of the Yerushalayim. But every morning they would do Trumas Adeshan and put it on the floor. After you do Trumas Adeshan, then there's no longer any mitzvahs with the ashes. He already burnt all the karbonis, and he already did the Trumas Adeshan. So just like if you mafresh Truma on Tevil, so the hafresh is Trumas Chala and everything, this turned into Trumas Adeshan. And let's say when you mafresh Truma, so part becomes Truma and the rest becomes Chulin. Everything started off as Tevil, but after you encourage Shem Truma, this is Truma and that's Chulin. So the hafresh is Chala and everything. So too, the hafresh of Trumas Adeshan is chal on everything. So it's nasis mitzvahs on everything, not just on the deshen that you took off the mizbech, the malaha machna, and you put it on the floor. It's nasis mitzvahs on all the ashes. On all the ashes. That's the Gemara Me'ilas. Nasis mitzvahs on all the ashes. But by Trumas Adeshan, it says v'samo, etzel on mizbech. What does it mean, v'samo? Shalai yifazer, you shouldn't scatter it. V'samo, shalai yihane. You're not allowed to get hanoa. Why not? It's already nasis mitzvahs. This a hegdash adipaka. It was only hegdash up until the time that you did the mitzvah. So you burnt it, turned into ashes. Then you still have to do the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshan. You did the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshan. And the mitzvah was chal on everything. So why is shalo yana? And for the Gemara, that's an exception to the rule, because Trumas Adeshan, big dekuna, shnei sabam boikech. What's the big dekuna? But maybe tomorrow we'll start from the big dekuna. Okay.